Hello and welcome to A Course of Love Study with Cheryl. I'm Cheryl Forrest. First, a big thank you to Marie Perron for writing the book we are currently studying called A Course of Love. You might consider purchasing my book just for today, which we are using as a companion in this study. Books and meditation CDs can be found in the show notes below. A big thanks to all of you who wish to support us through Patreon. The links are below, and look forward to sharing some perks with you in the future. During this podcast, you're going to hear book club folks that are in the room with me, as well as other members on Zoom. As a book club, we've been going for many years, and we've started this podcast so that others who cannot meet with us may share the insights and the love and really the humor of this group. Happy to see you join us in all of it. Most importantly, as you begin this study with us, choose to study and listen from your heart. Remind yourself often, you are precious. Whisper to yourself from your heart through your day with the deepest of love. I am love. I am loved. I love. So let's begin. All right, we are on day 14. Healing, isn't that just like an amazing word? Just saying that is incredible for us, okay? So here we go. Please ask questions. Midge is monitoring any arms that come up, okay? All time is included in the spacious self. So now we're in a very interesting quantum concept here. So past, present, and future exists in the spacious. In the spacious self, you are just now. Okay? You're in the eternal now. Or the eternal present. Okay? Acceptance is necessary because escape is not possible. Everything that is with us, which is why we are the accomplished as well as the void, the healed as well as the sick, the chaos and the peace. Thus, we heal now by calling on wholeness, accepting the healed self's ability to be chosen while not encountering resistance or any attempts at rejection of the sick or wounded self. Is that clear?
Not really.
So, we are in this, from our previous chapter, we're talking about taking everything in, absolutely everything into that space shell or the divine self, okay? The God within or the Christ self or your eternal self. Think of it as the eternal. And we're not resisting anything, all right? Which means you're not resisting you. So you have hemorrhoids, you're not resisting it. You're not making it bad. You're not making it wrong. You're not making it evil. You're not making it a problem that your mother gave you and her mother gave you. You're not, there's no blame. There's none of that that's involved with it. We are just accepting it. But when you accept things from the divine self, there's tenderness with it. You attend to that body in that situation with a tenderness, because it's being absorbed into that wholeness. So when we heal now by calling on wholeness, which is the oneness with all that is, accepting the healed self-ability to be chosen while not encountering resistance or any attempts at rejection of the sick or wounded self, which is blame of self. We let all that go, okay? You're just living in a cute little body that has cute little thingies that happens. And the God that you are within loves and adores who you are and who every other being is. It is your acceptance that escape is not possible that will lead you out of forgetfulness to remembrance. So that's a big one, okay? It is the acceptance that escape is not possible. We finally have to accept that. You can't not be your divine self. You're going to be that eternally. You just happen to be in a cute little outfit, cleverly disguised as a human right now. But you will always be a divine being. It is in the equality of all that is realized with the acceptance of the spacious self, the one self, and the many, that full acceptance is actually achieved and complete transformation begun. The spacious self realizes that the outer world is a projection, and most often a rejection, rather than an extension of what is within. Big line, capital letters, neon lights, fairy dust around this one. This is what we're passing through, okay? And you know, you've all had experiences with this where you've been with people and the conversations are always about what's wrong, always about what's going on or who did this to them. Even your inner thoughts have been, not now, of course, because we're so much more advanced, all right? But just saying, okay? Even the inner thoughts are somehow of some version of separation. And deep within it have been about some way that you're wrong or not enough. That's changing here as we come from the divine self and the heart and mind and the God self steps forward. All that causes fear is rejection of feelings. Another way you and I have spoken of it before is all the ways we insulate our heart. All the ways we insulate our heart from loving. We consider that vulnerability. We're able to rage and be upset, but we somehow have, in the past anyway, insulated our heart from loving, from closeness, from shared time, from intimacy. We feel the ego, maybe the personality, the form maybe feels vulnerable in that place. But as it comes from the divine you or the spacious you or the I am or the Christ self, whatever term you want to use, as it comes from that, those feelings are always about love and joy and peace and creation and inspiration and fascination. That's what those feelings are. All that causes loneliness is rejection of those feelings. All that causes fear is rejection of those same feelings. All that causes violence is rejection of those same feelings. If I put it a different way, maybe it would make sense. All that causes fear is the rejection of tenderness and love. All that causes loneliness is rejection of tenderness and love. All that causes violence is rejection of tenderness and love. What is ejected from the self, the small self, becomes separate, and in this separation, willfully forgotten. We tuck it away somewhere. The spacious self no longer ejects or forgets because all feelings are accepted as those of the one self. Got it? Should I say it different? Different? Okay, so the God that you are is so big and so great. The divine you is one with the entire universe, with the creator, all the universes, everything out there. A small thing like fear does not cause any form of discomfort. It's accepted like a cloud, comes in and is absorbed into love. That's all it is. Okay? It just is absorbed in. It's so small because love, the principle of the entire universe, is so strong and so great. Everything is made from it. It's a delusion, if you would, an illusion on the planet. All these feelings that are lower vibration that we have adhered to up until this point, that we have made real and defined our life through, are temporary. And if they're temporary, they're not truth. Does that help? Okay. All feelings are accepted as those of the many as well. It is by holding all feelings of others within the spacious self, by not forgetting that the one and the many are the same, by willfully remembering that the feelings of the many can be held and not projected in the world as sickness, violence, and so on, that acceptance occurs. Clear? This is pretty beautiful right here. So, if, back to your little cute drawing that you did yesterday, okay? If I am one with every living thing on this planet, let's just keep it to the planet, and every living thing on this planet, every part of this planet, if I am one with that, then I can, because I am the divine self, accept that sorrow, accept that loss, accept that worry. I can take that in, and I don't have to turn around and project sickness or violence back on, because it's reabsorbed into the love. So I can walk from that place and let it. Remember earlier in the book, they talk about the passing through. You become the healing force now, because you literally become the point of love in any given situation. And the amount of love that you radiate as your divine self dissolves it. Is that clear? Should I say it different? Clear? Okay. It is in accepting all feelings as the feelings of the many that the feelings of others are accepted as one's own and held within the spaciousness of the one self, the whole self. We're not talking about you sacrificing. We're not talking about you being a surrogate for every piece of shit feeling that's moving around you at this point in time. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about the old ways of taking on everybody's feelings and carrying them on. This is a different level altogether. You guys have worked your way through that. We're now at a place where, as the divine self, as the Christ self, as God incarnate in form, you just love and you dissolve anything that isn't that and transform anything that isn't that. It's not that you're not practical. You'll find new ways of doing practical things that are more inspired coming from this place.
When you said, it's just be love.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was driving and I was doing the exercise that you asked us to do about being unbelievably in love.
Yeah.
With everything. So I was saying, oh, I just love that car and I love that tree, and, you know, going on and on. And that voice that is unmistakable said, I love.
There it is.
And it was the most beautiful thing. And it's just what you're talking about, we're reading about right now.
We can absorb this.
Yeah.
Notice when that voice comes out, that comes from the divine self, it resonates through your whole being. It's not in your head. It's not in your ears, but your whole being is thrilled by it, is warmed by it. And that's one of the ways you know it's actually coming from your divine self. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. And you can't describe how it is, but it is definitely, it just warms you. It's like a big hug.
So imagine now that all of you have had some experience of this. Imagine living your life this way. Okay. Living your life this way. That's the option we have here. Okay. He's helping us get to that where we can trust it. So further, it is in willful remembering that extension replaces rejection. Got it? Remember we went through that? Both in the self and in others. Extension of health can, in this way, replace rejection of illness and woundedness. Should I say it different?
Yes, please.
So extension is what you're giving. Okay, so if I'm extending the divine self, if I'm extending, okay, I can extend acceptance to their rejection and change the energy altogether. Does that make sense to you? Okay. So extension of health can in this way replace rejection of illness and woundedness. So it all comes down to acceptance in here. If I make myself wrong for having stubbed my toe, I'm rejecting it. If at that moment I go, poor toe, okay, and I'm extending love from that divine self to that toe, I'm changing the vibration altogether. I'm not stopping the flow of that divine love. Clearish? Okay. This is why after learning to disclaim all that you have called your own, you are now given the task of claiming your power as your own. All that is within your power is within your power. Your power is the power of the many and the one that exists in wholeness within the spacious self. Pretty sure we should all get special superhuman outfits, okay? That we could just wear or hang up and look at to remind ourselves of this. Once you fully realize...
T-shirts,
yes. Okay, get the T-shirts, superhuman.
At least that,
I think. Yeah, I agree. Once you fully realize that you cannot escape, whatever remains that has brought to a stop within you must pass through for the self to be fully invisible or spacious self described earlier. So you're letting things pass through you, okay? You're not hanging on to them anymore. You're not tucking them away. You're not putting them in a special suitcase tucked away somewhere, okay? What you once stopped and held in a holding pattern to return to later is the opposite of the holding within. So think that what you're now doing intentionally is pausing, going thank you, and embracing. Taking into the divine self and embracing that hurt, embracing that fear, embracing that question. It's an embracing, not just a holding. Does that make it easier? Does that make more sense to you? It brings the tenderness up? Okay. You are asked to do blah, blah, blah. What you once stopped and held in a holding pattern to return to later is the opposite of the holding within you are asked to do now. Because those things that were held in a holding pattern were based on fear. And how many times in the past, not now because you're like superhumans now, but in the past, did you have a special little box where you held things? You know, when somebody hurt you here and somebody did that. And on certain days, probably with a bottle of wine or other things, you would take out the box and review them for reasons why you should feel horrible. Okay. Yeah, I've heard that happens with some people, okay? We're not doing that anymore. Those are all going to be gone, okay? You feared them because you did not understand them and could not assign meaning to them. Being inexplicable, the holding pattern that you entered into with them was one of willful forgetting and escape. They were shelved like museum pieces and collected solidarity within you. I guess it's solidity. Within you, like stones thrown into a clear pond. They made ripples and then settled. The invisible or spacious self is the self through which pass-through naturally occurs. Remember back in the book, you may have to have another read of the pass-through. Naturally occurs because there are no blocks or boundaries or holding patterns, no mental interferences. Pass-through was never about escape or rejection. Pass-through is about releasing the particular while maintaining the relationship. It is what happens in oneness, as opposed to the stopping and holding apart that occurred in separation. And this is the change that is happening. We've talked about this in lots of classes, but we've changed it from something that doesn't own you anymore to something that just passes through and is transformed back to love. What the spacious self holds within is the relationship of all, relationship of all to all. Relationship is the invisible reality only expressed through form. Only now, in your realization of your invisibility and spaciousness, do you look within and see the stones that settled in your clear pools. They are as specks of sand to the ocean. And yet, we do not choose to keep them. Spaciousness is spaciousness. Invisibility is invisibility. We are no longer collectors. This could be underlined, tattooed on you somewhere. We are no longer collectors, but gatherers. We hold within only what is real. And in our realization of the reality of relationship, we accept our relationship to the unexplainable. All you are doing here is accepting your relationship to the unexplainable. Acceptance is the creator of invisibility, the creator of the spacious self. God has been described as the all-knowing, for God is the relationship. Relationship is the known. The unknown, like unexplainable, becomes known through the relationship of acceptance. Acceptance of your relationship with the unknown is the only way to arrive at acceptance of your relationship with your means of coming to know. Your acceptance of these words is a form of acceptance of the unknown. And as such, a means of coming to know. These words are only one means, which is why this is called a dialogue. Realize now that this is but one voice of the many. You have entered into the dialogue with the many as well as the one. There are many other people reading this book. There are many other people on a spiritual journey. There are many other beings that are pondering the very things you're pondering. This dialogue is going on all around you. Have you been listening to but one voice, or have you begun to hear the one voice in the many? You must now own this dialogue. Own it as you own the power that is yours. This one voice of the many will continue to point the way for only a short time longer. Thus, the voice of the many must be heard as the voice of the one. So you, in our little visualization, are the divine child of the Creator. And you split yourself into many, but it's all the same voice. It's all the God within. So what Carol heard is the exact same voice that any of you will hear, because it's the one. We're connected through that one. That spacious self is the same for all of us. So therefore, we are the many. Thus, the voice of the many must be heard as the voice of the one. You are not on this mountaintop alone. Can you not hear your own voice? Can you not hear the voices of the many who join us here? Entering the dialogue is the means of sustaining this one voice within the many, the means of sharing your access to unity, the manifestation in the form of the healed and whole and thus spacious self. Questions or thoughts? It's pretty moving when you hear it from deep within your, from that God self, within the heart, within the divine self. It's pretty moving. And even though your head goes, what? I don't think I'm getting this. The divine self in there gets it. And you know this from somewhere deep within you. You hear it from that place that knows. Your head's a little bit confused by some of it, but it'll get won over, okay? Any questions? Okay. Tomorrow, apparently, it's going to be amazing, okay? It's going to be beautiful again. Go and spend some time outside in nature and allow yourself to communicate with the God within, that tree, that rock, that water, not the car, nature, okay? And have like absolutely fantastically divine day. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Love you all.
Thanks, Cheryl.